Ever notice how certain businesses seem to thrive without traditional advertising, while others burn through marketing budgets with little to show? There's a fascinating reason behind this disparity. Research reveals that humans are literally hardwired to share recommendations. Our hypothalamus, the brain region governing social behavior, actually drives us to connect others with valuable information. This isn't marketing theory, it's neuroscience. Yet here's the paradox. While 63% of small business owners report that referrals generate over half their revenue, nearly 80% admit they have no systematic approach to earning them. They're succeeding by accident rather than design. Making referrals satisfies deep psychological needs that go far beyond helping businesses. When you recommend a great restaurant to friends or warn colleagues about disappointing service, you're engaging in ancient survival behavior, sharing knowledge to strengthen your community. That warm feeling when your recommendations solve someone's problem, that's your brain rewarding you for building social bonds and accumulating what sociologists call social currency. Every helpful recommendation is a deposit in your relationship bank. But here's what most businesses miss. Referrals involve risk. When you vouch for a company, you're lending them your hard-earned trust. If they disappoint your friend, that reflects on you. This explains why businesses must connect with customers on both logical and emotional levels. Most companies obsess over features, pricing, and results, the logical stuff, while completely neglecting the emotional rewards that transform satisfied customers into passionate advocates. Seth Godin captured this perfectly. If the marketplace isn't talking about you, there's a reason. The reason is that you're boring. Nobody discusses ordinary businesses delivering satisfactory results. Trust forms the foundation of every referral-worthy business. When Janine Popick's company experienced server issues affecting a major client, she suggested they fire her rather than risk poor performance. The client was so impressed by her honesty that they stayed and became passionate referrers. Trust emerges from keeping both tangible promises like on-time delivery and intangible ones like authentic communication. Your employees represent your second critical pillar. People treat your customers the same way you treat them. Southwest Airlines uses unconventional hiring practices, including personal code of arms questionnaires and group tasks revealing attitudes rather than just skills. New Belgium Brewing practices open book management, where employees know exactly what it costs to make a barrel of beer. After 1 year, employees become owners, resulting in 97% retention. Zingerman's Deli demonstrates how ownership creates referral generators. Rather than franchising, founders created a community of businesses, allowing employees to pitch ideas and become managing partners. This model has grown to nearly 500 people across six businesses, generating $36 million annually. A give-to-get mentality permeates referral-based businesses. Widely referred businesses typically charge premium prices rather than competing on cost. When prospects arrive through trusted referrals, price comparison becomes less important because risk is minimized. The internet transformed shopping and learning, requiring a shift from the traditional four P's of marketing, product, price, place, promotion, to the customer-focused four C's, content, context, connection, and community. Content has become marketing's currency as customers block traditional sales messages. HubSpot exemplifies this by offering free white papers, tools, and webinars that build trust without sales pressure, an educational approach that breaks down resistance. Context matters in our information-saturated world. Success requires simplifying messages, creating focused products, narrowing target audiences, and condensing information into digestible formats. Connection reveals a paradox. As we become more technologically connected, we crave genuine human interaction more intensely. Remarkable businesses blend both, allowing customers to connect when and how they prefer. Community has evolved beyond geography to form around shared ideas and interests. Smart businesses create opportunities in both digital and physical realms, from hosting customer holiday parties to providing meeting spaces for local groups. The most powerful referral engines combine high-tech approaches with high-touch tactics, using technology to forge deeper personal relationships rather than creating barriers. Building a referral engine requires blending your core talkable difference with a narrowly defined ideal customer. This foundation must be simple yet remarkable, something so special people naturally discuss your business. Often these differences hide in unexpected places, not game-changing innovations, but new approaches to service, results, or serving narrow audiences. The Cheeseboard Pizza Collective exemplifies this. They create a single vegetarian pizza daily with seasonal ingredients. Customers don't choose toppings, they simply decide whether to buy that day's creation. This counterintuitive approach creates remarkable efficiency, quality, and buzz. People line up around the block daily. When industry insiders say nobody does that, you're onto something remarkable. When Leroy Shadow's century-old Missouri farm became unsustainable, he broke convention by creating his own brand. Shadow Milk now thrives producing milk from hormone-free, grass-fed cows, bottling in recyclable glass, and delivering from cow to store in just 12 hours, practices the industry said nobody does. Not everyone with money qualifies as an ideal customer. Focus on those you can provide the greatest results for, as working with non-ideal clients leads to negative buzz. The most widely referred businesses use 7 words as their secret sauce. This is how we do it here. These words free businesses to deliver excellence by sticking to proven processes rather than bending to every demand. Education-based marketing attracts customers through valuable content rather than expensive lead generation tactics. An educated customer becomes easier to sell to and more enjoyable to work with. The Point of View white paper is your primary educational tool. Include an attention-grabbing title, customer stories, relevant data, and a gentle call to action. This evergreen document aligns with your strategy of difference and becomes easily shareable by referral sources. Referrals happen when someone expresses a problem another person has recently solved. Develop trigger phrases that signal when prospects need your solution by interviewing customers and brainstorming with staff. Share these phrases with referral sources so they can identify opportunities. Speaking engagements efficiently build exposure, trust, and expert status. Transform your signature technology and white papers into educational presentations. Focus on teaching valuable skills rather than delivering sales pitches. Manage content demands through systematic repurposing. Record demos, convert FAQs into audio and blog posts, combine posts into articles, create white papers from discussions, upload presentations to YouTube, conduct expert interviews, feed everything into newsletters, and pitch case studies to journalists. The fastest path to referral momentum comes through systematically moving customers through know, like, trust, try, buy, repeat, and refer. Begin the referral conversation during sales presentations by telling prospects they'll be so thrilled they'll want to tell others. Remember that a customer's true lifetime value includes all the business they refer, not just their direct purchases. Surprising customers with unexpected extras creates memorable experiences that drive referrals. Understand their expectations first, then systematically exceed them without advertising it, like giving tax clients record-keeping systems or cleaning windows during kitchen remodels. A small number of customer champions typically generate disproportionate referrals. These natural referrers aren't motivated by tangible rewards, but through appreciation and participation. Honor them with personal gifts, include them in brainstorming sessions, host exclusive gatherings, and let them test new offerings. Strategic partners who share your ideal customer description often provide greater referral opportunities than direct customers, accessing hundreds of potential clients compared to a customer's handful. They're more motivated to promote your business as it adds value to their own relationships. Develop educational presentations that provide genuine value while showcasing your expertise, and offer these workshops to partners as value-added services for their customers. Frame referral requests as benefits. You're helping clients look good, not asking favors. When someone refers a prospect, immediately ask why. Their answer reveals what customers truly value. One remodeling contractor discovered clients prized nightly cleanup over craftsmanship, reshaping his entire marketing message. Nurture referred leads carefully, acknowledge the referral source, offer recognition, and send progress updates. The best programs combine multiple approaches. Omaha Steaks gift certificates let customers share gifts while earning rewards. Constant Contact's Cares for Kids program allows customers to nominate nonprofits for free accounts, positioning customers as gift bearers while building community support. A referral strategy isn't a marketing tactic. It's a comprehensive business philosophy, infusing every department. The ultimate measure? When customers voluntarily refer others without prompting, simply because they believe others would benefit. In a world drowning in advertising noise, build something truly remarkable, and your customers become your marketing department, the most powerful engine you could ever build.